Good morning, everybody. I'm Logan Alec. I'm a CPA, and this is my update for Sunday, November 15th. Apart from successful challenges and/or recounts by Donald Trump's campaign, this is the final election map of the 2020 election: 306 electoral votes for Joe Biden and 232 electoral votes for Donald Trump. A Trump tweet this morning is going viral right now on Twitter. It reads, "He, meaning Joe Biden, won because the election was rigged." And then Trump went on to say that the Dominion voting machine and software company was rigged, the media rigged it, etc. But people are focusing right now on the fact that Trump tweeted in the first two words here, "He won." So people were obviously going nuts with this. However, later, Donald Trump tweeted, "Rigged election, we will win," and he only won in the eyes of the fake news media. "I concede nothing. We have a long way to go. This was a rigged election." Trump also tweeted that the Georgia recount is a scam and it means nothing because they are not matching signatures. Demonstrators in support of the president were in Washington, D.C. yesterday. Trump actually waved to them from a presidential vehicle. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany claimed that there were over 1 million marchers in support of the president in D.C. yesterday. That does not seem to be an accurate figure. Nevertheless, there were a lot of people. The police did not give an estimate, so I will decline to attempt to do so either. But look, there's a lot of people, right? A lot of people were marching yesterday to support the president. Now, speaking of presidential tweets, I'm not sure if you saw my post yesterday in the community tab, but yesterday Trump did break his stimulus silence and tweeted, "Congress must now do a COVID relief bill. Needs Democrats' support. Support, make it big and focused, get it done." This was the first statement made by Trump about stimulus since the election. But like I said in my post yesterday in the community tab, I do not see this tweet as meaning very much. I've seen some creators make this out to be a big deal, but frankly, it's really not. Trump tweeted the same thing a month ago, October 13th, "Stimulus, go big or go home." And he's made other such tweets and statements in the past few months. Did those tweets or statements mean anything then before the election? Did McConnell care? No. Did Pelosi care? No. Trump obviously did not have much influence over Senate Republicans then to pursue big stimulus. And now, since he has only a little over 2 months left in office, assuming he doesn't successfully challenge enough states to make a difference, which in my opinion, he doesn't have a shot in heck of doing, here we have a president with a little over 2 months left in office. Do you really think he has more influence now about stimulus post-election? Obviously not. If he didn't have enough influence to get senators in his own party excited about big stimulus before the election, do you think he has any more influence after a losing election? No. And it was kind of hilarious. Trump on October 13th tweeted that tweet, right? "Stimulus, go big or go home." And then what does McConnell do the following week? He puts a skinny bill to die on the Senate floor. It was almost comical, frankly, that juxtaposition there. Trump also said that stimulus should be big and focused in his tweet. I don't really know what that means other than maybe give a lot of money to a few people. Could be good, could be bad, I guess, depending on who you give it to. But again, Trump can tweet whatever the heck he wants. It doesn't matter if Mitch McConnell is still fixated on a small, slim bill, similar to what he put on the Senate floor previously in the past few months, and if Nancy Pelosi is still not willing to budge from where she was before the election. In terms of COVID-19, 159,021 new cases yesterday in the U.S. with 1,210 deaths. We have now reported over 1 million cases in a 7-day period, meaning that roughly one in every 323 people in the United States tested positive for COVID-19 in the past week alone. That's a bit terrifying. And this is not what you would see on the road to economic recovery. So I'd really be curious what people like Larry Kudlow are thinking is in store for the economy in Q4. Is this the transition to greatness? Is this just part of that beautiful V-shaped recovery that you're all talking about? In terms of state and local issues, a Texas appeals court has ruled that El Paso County, which imposed a stay-at-home order, did not have the authority to issue such an order. This means that restaurants may serve food indoors again. Gyms, barbershops, nail salons, which are all shut down, they may reopen. As these orders continue, these lockdown orders, we're going to see more legal fights like this. This is why I don't think that a true national lockdown would ever be possible here, because these are state-by-state issues. Frankly, a national lockdown is not even part of the Biden COVID-19 strategy. I talked about that extensively in my video yesterday. I showed you some clips. From around the world, the Chancellor of Austria said yesterday that Austria would go into a full lockdown after a partial shutdown did not appear to stem the rising infection rates. This lockdown will start on Tuesday and last at least until December 6th. Yesterday, Greece announced that all schools will be shutting down. More regions in Italy are locking down as of today. And this one's interesting. Driving is now banned on Sundays throughout Lebanon. That's kind of interesting. Hong Kong is imposing mandatory COVID-19 testing for individuals in high-risk groups. Those who refuse could face jail time. A survey from Ohio State University indicates that about 40% of Americans say they plan to gather in groups of 10 or more during the holiday season, and nearly one-third would not require friends or family to wear masks, and one-fourth would not practice social distancing. I do have the CDC's Safe Thanksgiving Guidelines in the description below if anyone would like to peruse them. All right, everybody, that is my update for today. Thank you so much for watching. Have a great Sunday. Enjoy yourself today, and I will see you in the next video. Bye-bye.